Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
All right, just so you know, I do have a different number just for a little bit of time here. 844-305-7800. 844-305-7800. Please go ahead and give me a call or send me your email questions as well. So we're going to move on to I think this is a really good question by Bart Taylor. I don't know if it's from Bart. Look, the email's from Bart, but then it says, "Love your show, Michelle." So I'm not sure if this is from Bart or Michelle. So either one of those. Hi, Dr. Mike. We're learning a lot about antioxidants lately. It's clear we need some antioxidants. The body does use oxidant signaling to start anti-inflammatory cascades. Of course, you can take too many antioxidants through food or supplements. But how do you tell where the sweet spot is, where you are cooling off excess oxidation with some supplementation, but not shutting down beneficial reactions? So I think this is a really good question. And I think the answer, Michelle or Bart, really comes down to, you know, about balance. I mean, you're right. The body does use certain oxidants to run certain reactions. Just look at the immune system. You know, I've talked about before, you know, with cancer patients during cold and flu season, the importance of natural killer cells, for instance. Natural killer cells are able to, they're kind of your frontline immune warriors, right? They're surveying your blood. They're ready to attack, you know, a virus or a bacteria that comes into your blood system. And they do so with oxidants. That's how they do it. They're able to inject pro-oxidants into a bacteria or virus, and that disrupts the membrane of the virus or the bacteria, and it kills them. So, yeah, I mean, in theory, I could overload on antioxidants, shut out a little bit of the function of the natural killer cell, and put myself at risk for infection. I mean, that is, in theory, what could happen. And so, again, I think it comes back to this idea of balance. Here's, you know, another example. You know, if I lived in a bubble, okay, and we're all, you know, exogenous toxins and infectious agents and everything were just taken out of the equation. I just lived in this bubble. You know, my body would have a certain amount of pro-oxidant production that would be countered perfectly by my body's own production of antioxidants. You know, it's kind of like for every oxidant that's formed and does its job, then there's this antioxidant that comes along, shuts it out until the next time I need to have an oxidant. That would be like this perfect balance. But here's the thing. The problem with all this is we don't live in bubbles anymore. I mean, we live in an atmosphere where certain, you know, radiation from the sun comes through. Even though our atmosphere blocks a lot of that, some of that still comes through. You know, we have our own bodies produce a lot of these oxidants. We have toxins in our environment today like we've never seen before, and most of them are pro-oxidants, causing oxidative stress. A lot of the preservatives that we use in foods today, I mean, that's a great thing. I mean, I think sometimes we forget that we live in such an awesome day and age. You know, we're so blessed that we're able to have food on a shelf for a long time. I mean, that's pretty amazing when you think about that. And that's a good thing to a point. But when we're consuming that stuff over and over again, there's a problem. So unfortunately, this little bubble doesn't exist. It's popped. And I live, and by the way, I live, you live, we live in an environment that is more oxidative than it's ever been. Pollution, preservatives, all that, right? Let alone what my own body produces. So when you put all that together, we are imbalanced. We are totally, you know, if we're on a seesaw, on one side of the seesaw is pro-oxidants, the other side is antioxidants. The side with the pro-oxidants is like a 500-pound guy sitting on it, and the antioxidant side is like a you know, 80-pound 12-year-old girl or something. I don't know. You know, you just, you know, get that in your head. We're totally, totally balanced towards the bad stuff, the oxidants. So even though in theory, Michelle or Bart, I think this is a good question that you have to be careful about how much you're taking in terms of antioxidants from food and supplementation. When you actually look at the reality of the lives that we're living today, we need more antioxidants. Okay, we need to balance that seesaw better. We need to get rid of these toxins. We need to counter the preservatives. We need to take in more antioxidants. So, and I know there's been some like cell culture studies that have actually looked at, you know, certain very strong antioxidants like curcumin, for instance, even CoQ10. Pomegranate. I mean, they've looked at these traditionally used antioxidants, either through food or supplements, and in petri dish studies, you know, they've shown that, you know, curcumin, for instance, can actually turn on pro-inflammatory pathways, you know, if you get too much of it in. The problem with those studies, Michelle and Bart, is that in those little petri dishes, they've created kind of like this little bubble, right? They've created a bubble. And they've thrown in a bunch of antioxidants, so now they've created an imbalance, and they're showing some adverse effects from it. Because when you do those same studies, which they've done this, you take that same petri dish, you add pro-oxidants into it first, and then you add curcumin, you get a good result. And I think it just goes to this idea that we just need to be in balance, right? We need some oxidation, but we got to counter that with antioxidation. We live in an environment today that's very pro-oxidant, so we need to probably add in more antioxidants. Now, in your own words here, Michelle or Bart, you know, where's the sweet spot? I mean, I don't know how to answer that. That's really up to the individual. You know, the sweet spot for antioxidant use for somebody who lives in a bubble is going to be none, because your own body makes antioxidants, and you're going to be able to cover the pro-oxidants that are formed through just normal metabolism. So that person, the bubble living person's sweet spot's going to be really low when it comes to antioxidant use. You know, they don't need much. But burst the bubble, place that person in a city environment, and they're working, maybe they're a mechanic, and they're working with lots of industrial chemicals, that person's sweet spot is much higher, isn't it? They're going to require a lot more antioxidants. So there is no generalized sweet spot for antioxidant use. I just know we need antioxidants today, because the average person is living in an environment that's very pro-oxidant. We need to eat more fruits and vegetables, the deep, dark colored ones, right? 7, 8, 9, 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, not the 3 or 4 that the government talks about. That's silly. And probably supplementing with some known antioxidants like pomegranate, CoQ10, omega oils, curcumin. I think that's all very important, because I know that the average person in the developed world is balanced toward oxidation, and I got to rebalance it back towards antioxidation. So where that sweet spot is, it's really hard to tell. And you just, it's going to be an individual answer. I think I'm going to skip this one question, because that one's going to take a little more time. Let me go to a question real quickly about what role does the FDA play in the overall development of dietary supplements? It's a myth that the FDA doesn't regulate the supplement industry. They do. They just don't regulate pre-market launch of a product like they do with drugs. Instead, it's all post-market regulation. They do look at product label claims. They look at how a product is being marketed. The FDA does pull off random products to test to make sure that the label claims are, you know, that the ingredients on the label are actually in the product at that right dose. So the FDA does regulate the supplement industry. They make us follow GMP manufacturing, and they can post-market evaluate products. So they do have a role. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.